today.
Have passed. Can you believe it? Since the Oklahoma City bombing, we're going to talk about that and an open carry rally big time in Washington, in Arlington, Virginia, and then stone's throw away in Washington. Two different kinds of rallies, but the same message involved during both of those rallies. And there is no rally when it comes to the Republicans and the Democrats. They are split down the middle, to be sure, once again. This time it's over financial reforms that really don't mean much to me when I look at it. Yes, we need financial reform. Yes, we need some regulations so this doesn't happen again. But to what end the regulations? You know, that's the thing. It's the bad guys, they don't have a gun and they don't wear masks, but they're sticking us up in a different way. Why shouldn't the white collar criminals be prosecuted just as vigorously as any other criminal? How about a law that just flat out says that? Cut across all parties. Go after, truly, honestly, go after the white collar criminals sometimes. Like these guys at Goldman Sachs who didn't know that they were pulling something off, some kind of shenanigans. Of course they were. And they're going to get a loophole and they're going to get out of it. In the meantime, the three dreaded letters danced off into the night with the money and then turned around and paid out bonuses. It still ticks me off, even though it's been 2 years ago. I usually don't hold grudges that long. But this was a turning point for too many people in America. So it's easy to jump up and down and smash your hand on the podium and say, this will never happen again. We need some financial reforms on either side of it, right? And two very different points of view. And whatever it's going to look like in the end, it's just starting to feel a lot like healthcare reform did. Kate Delaney, happy as always to be here on America Tonight as we navigate through some interesting times, to say the least. So we do start in Washington on that political note. And here's one take on what needs to happen for this financial bill to come together. The Republicans think it's about getting back to the table. And ultimately, at the heart of all this, it's always follow the money, baby. I'll say it until I draw my last breath. It's about following the money in almost anything. In fact, I'd say 96% of everything is about that. Here's what Eric Cantor's take was on Americans getting jobs for more bucks.
I'm House Republican Whip Eric Cantor, and I have the great privilege of representing the hardworking people of Virginia's 7th District. This week, Americans from coast to coast sent their tax payments to Washington. Your government continues to spend more and more, and that means that your taxes are more and more. This has to stop, and you can help stop it. The challenges and situations faced by families, small business people, and young workers have no doubt made this tax day particularly painful. But as painful as it was, the truth is that the actions taken by Speaker Nancy Pelosi, Majority Leader Harry Reid, and the Obama administration are going to make the tax days of the future much, much worse. President Obama has signed 25 tax increases passed by the democratically controlled Congress into law that will cost families and small business people more than $670 billion over the next 10 years. Many of these break the president's campaign promise not to raise taxes on families making less than $250,000 a year.
All right, so we get back to that golden number again, the $250,000 a year, not for the taxes not to go up. And that seems as though that's just a fairy tale based on where we're headed. And it's getting redder and redder and redder. It's just all about debt. It wasn't about debt or we just paid our taxes or what do we do with financial reform. Instead, it was about guns. And there were two different groups. There was one group that set up shop in a national park. And because Obama signed it into law that you can take your guns to the national park, they were able to do that. That's what the Virginia rally was about. It was deliberate, and deliberate in making a point that let's restore the Constitution. We've got our guns, and we're legally carrying our guns. And then, and there were all kinds of different groups, by the way, in the middle of this, but it was about gun rights. Then you go over to the nation's capital, D.C., in the area of D.C., and over there, their laws, of course, are a little bit tighter, and it was about restore the Constitution. You know, here's what we want to see happen. Why can't we have the rights that we should be afforded that were ensured because of the Second Amendment? So, in other words, we want to be able to do that. We do not want to have our government seize our firearms. And, you know, we want this pushed through. So there were different movements, like I said, involved in these two different rallies. And all of the focus was just on the guns. It's interesting, too, because it happened on the anniversary of the bombing of the federal building in Oklahoma City in 1995, 15 years ago. And you remember this, the Timothy McVeigh said that he was protesting the government and the Branch Davidian deal, what happened in Waco, how the government went after the people. And that's the reason why he took action with the people of Oklahoma City, which from that end is just terrible. I mean, awful. And there was moments of silence and all kinds of things to recognize that as well, while you have these open carry rallies, which, by the way, have been sprouting across the country. A lot of people in New Mexico and Ohio last week. There was a big rally in Arizona on Monday, just coinciding with the Washington one and the one in Virginia as well, at the National Park, to prove a point. And then the point is, please do not take our guns away, that we want to preserve the Constitution and we want to preserve specifically the Second Amendment. And now we have the right to be able to do this in the National Park. And it was, like I said, an interesting crowd made up of a lot of different people from all walks of life. And the idea is freedom of speech and rally the crowd and get people thinking about that. And there is a deep divide when it comes to guns. Bring up guns, abortion, you know, we know gay rights. We know the hot button topics that seem to forever be circling around us, and gun rights is one of them. You know where I stand on that, because it's too obvious where we would head as a country if you were to snap up all the guns. Now, you see that Obama signed it into law that you can bring the guns to the national park. So this fear that he was taking guns away, I think some of that fear has quelled in some parts of the country, because that hasn't happened. It is something that's constantly in front of the Supreme Court in different forms of cases, and it's coming back round again. So raising the awareness on the Constitution certainly didn't hurt in either one of these rallies or some of the other rallies that are happening around the country. Meet us on the flip side. We have headers and some surprises.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need need the magic yellow flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the magic yellow flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The magic yellow flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit magicyellowflyer.com. That's magicyellowflyer.com. Put the magic yellow flyer to work for you today. Visit magicyellowflyer.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
We're going to hit the mailbag. Have no fear. If you shoot me an email, a good chance we're going to hear it on the air. At least I'm sure going to read it. AmericaTonight.net. It's always entertaining to me. What a smart audience on some of the things that you pick up on and some of the things that you throw out there yourselves. But we'll do that in just a second. Before we do that, let's hit a couple of the headlines for you so that you're well informed when you're doing the water cooler buzz thing. So you know that there's the open carry rally at the national park, and then across the way in D.C., the gun law is a little bit stricter, so you didn't have that, but you had people also pushing same thing for gun rights. It was just a very organized, I guess, rally. We had different groups, as I said, showing once again that as much as you can put labels on all these protests or groups, you're finding really pockets of people, not just one particular kind of people. All right, the big headers are still the fact that flights are having problems in the European airspace because they're blocked by the ash. So they're in Paris, they're saying they have limited flights. They're starting up at the Paris airport. Switzerland is reopening its airspace, blocked for 5 days because of the ash from Iceland's volcano. Who would have thought that? Also, two top dogs from Al-Qaeda were killed in Iraq with U.S. forces and Iraqi security forces setting it up on a ground attack on a safe house near Saddam Hussein's hometown. Great news there, showing that the Iraqis are really starting to flourish a little bit on their own because more of the Americans' help is going to be taken away as the troops are, more troops are being pulled out. In the meantime, sad story in Knoxville, Tennessee. A guy took a taxi to a hospital, gave the cab driver $20 to wait. Scary. That opened fire in an area where patients were released, killing a woman before committing suicide. And they're trying to figure out what caused that. And it's, they're still in the process of investigating what set this guy off. Was he someone who worked there? You know, what, pretty much what is the, what's the deal? Meantime, we haven't forgotten about this in Beijing, China. They're doing a national day of mourning on Wednesday because of all the people that died in their devastating quake in that Tibetan area, the roof of the world, which is supposed to be an incredible place to see. So the death toll now, we were on the air when that quake happened, and the initial reports we knew was going to be low, was like 3-something. Now they're up to 2,000, and they're still digging out, so they just don't know, you know, where that's ultimately going to end up, but it's certainly sad. It's crazy the amount of earthquakes that we're talking about on the show. All right, without further ado, let's skedaddle to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ooh. All right, let's see here. Of course, I just accidentally logged out of the mailbag. Technology. All right, here we go. A couple of interesting emails of note. Here's one from Brooks, who says, Kate, I heard you mention Spartacus. I think you even played, I caught a little bit of a clip from it. I have to say, I agree with you. I love Spartacus. I couldn't wait for the finale. The finale blew me away, as were many people. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, blown away. I think it was a great piece of history, and I love the way they portrayed it. I just didn't like the naked people only, if you know what I mean. There is a lot of nudity in this, but it's not, I mean, it's not just naked people walking around, but it is, it's like it, they're supposed to take you back to how it would have been if you were there. So they're trying to portray it if you were back in Rome and Roman times and slaves and all that other sort of stuff. All right, here's one from Joe Krill. Hey, Kate, I heard you mention something about a series called Spartacus. It's so funny. I just started watching it the other day, and it's, I think it's, you said it was at the end of the series, but I'm only up to the third, and I have to say it took me probably the first episode to get hooked on it, and I am really, really hooked. This stuff is good. I think it's the best thing on cable. How about you? Well, you heard me gushing over it. I just got possessed by this crazy, it was like a cave-in. It was like a movie. When you know you just watch it's raining or bad weather, and you're just watching movie after movie after movie, or catching up on sports or whatever it is. That's what happened. I did. I, honest to God, I got so hooked on it. Here's one from Tabitha George. Hello, Kate. I've heard you talk a bunch now about the financial reform. I agree with you. It's a bunch of nonsense. I don't care what side you're on or who's zooming who. Ultimately, when do the bad guys fall? Let's face it. White-collar criminals continue to get away with murder. Here's one from our pal Izzy. And I had a call the other night from Missouri, and it was Jerry in Missouri who was talking about the rumblings about Ahmadinejad having a Jewish background. You know, he says the Holocaust is made up and all that stuff. And there were reports, and if you listen to what I said, listen, people blog about it, people write about nonsense and try to tie things together. And one of the gossipy papers in, I call it gossipy, but tabloid papers in the UK did do a story on it. Thanks, Izzy, because she sent it. She says there have been rumblings about it, and yes, there have been, but the paper just says that his vitriolic attacks on the Jewish world, hiding the secret, we've uncovered evidence by the Daily Telegraph, and it shows of the Jewish past and, you know, whatever. And it says he was previously known under a Jewish name, meaning cloth weaver, his family name. And experts are saying that's why is the attack on the Jews. And he's really hiding something, and that's what it has something to do with. And, you know, I think it's spin. I mean, it would be a great story if it were true, but I'm not buying what they're selling. Let's just put it that way. It does make for a good conspiracy, absolutely. Especially he's the guy who's just constantly, I mean, just constantly hammering anything to do with Jews. And imagine the Holocaust and saying all those people killed and trying to deny that it even existed and the fury that that creates. So, yes, there have been a couple of different reports. In fact, one of them was a conspiracy link that Izzy sent me, a popular conspiracy blog, and that's exactly what's talked about there, that that's part of the whole deal with him, with the anti-Semitism and whatever. But was he in fact born Jewish? Yeah, that, like I said, it would be really be crazy wild if that were true, but yeah, I'm not buying it. Here's one from, let's see. Oh, we haven't pulled one up from him in a while. Dennis McMahon sent us something saying, Clinton says Hillary at 62 is too old to be appointed to the Supreme Court. He says he is too. This really socks it to the AARP crowd, doesn't it? What a jerk. Yeah, that is kind of a weird comment when he was asked about that. But she can be Secretary of State, but yeah, you can't put her on the Supreme Court. She's too old for the Supreme Court. Of course, there are plenty of people that don't want to see Bill Clinton or any of the Clintons, Hillary Clinton or Bill Clinton, wearing a robe. So if he says that, that's just fine with a lot of people. All right, here's a quick last one for you. Laurel Steven. Hello, Kate. I've been listening to the show now for just a couple of weeks, and I think it's fun when you say it's about water cooler buzz. You really do talk about a lot of different things. Can I suggest something? I love it when you talk about sports. Please make sure in every show you do, you bring up something related to sports. Truly, I think it's funny, and I love to hear your take on all the different sports. All right, and we do talk about sports, but maybe we don't do it in every single show. So we'll make sure that we do that. How about this? The Kenyan won the Boston Marathon, and it was a record time. How anyone can run a marathon, I have no idea. How anyone has the legs for that, and the
not
Kenyan.
Not something I'm into.
Oh, yeah, not something I'm into. I don't care what kind of shape I got into. It would be a miracle if I crossed the finish line. You know, they've done the Boston Marathon race for 114 years. That's crazy. 2 hours, 5 minutes, 52 seconds. Record time is right. Stay with us.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Get incredible grip, no matter what the conditions, when you wear MaxFit gloves. Everyone from boaters, fishermen, mechanics, plumbers, farmers, senior citizens, and gardeners are all wearing MaxFit gloves for better grip. MaxFit gloves are made with thin glove technology that is ultra-thin, breathable, will reduce muscle fatigue when planting gardens, pulling weeds, or anywhere you need a more youthful grip. Watch incredible MaxFit gloves videos online at MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFit gloves improve dry grip strength by up to 37% and improve your grip up to 400%. Better than bare hands in wet or oily conditions. If arthritis has crippled your grip, or if you work with your hands and depend on a good grip, then MaxFit gloves are for you. Right now, get two free pair of MaxFit gloves when you go to MaxFitGloves.com. MaxFitGloves.com and use promo code radio or call 1-877-552-5206. That's 1-877-552-5206. MaxFit gloves, incredible grip in any conditions.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. And I know it's just no use when all your lies become your truth.
So how would you feel if your kids or your grandkids' school district took spy pictures of them through their laptops and then said, well, it was no big deal because the reason we set this up in case they lost their laptops, turns out that the district in question, the school district, because this really happened, took 56,000 images. I'd say they were rooting around for a lot more than, oh, just in case they lose the laptop, we might be able to find it. I'll explain coming up on the flip side of this one. But first, Oklahoma City, it's been 15 years since the bombing. It's one of those, sadly, events that rocks us to our core, where most people would remember where they were when it happened. You know, were you in a class? Were you working and sitting at your desk? Were you on a break somewhere? Where were you? I remember it like it was yesterday, of all places, because I hated going to the gym. I was in a gym on the central coast of California, just on one of those treadmills, and we were watching, because, you know, they had TVs, we were watching SportsCenter, but somebody turned the station on CNN, and as soon as they did, the images came across, and there was somebody else on a treadmill next to me, it was a guy, and said, oh, terrorism, this terrorist, that's what that is, or whatever. And then you started to see more information, and the sadly kids and the bloodied faces and all that sort of stuff. And boy, there have been some interesting stories that have come out as a result of Oklahoma City. So here's the key thing. It's a very somber time to remember. 15 is one of those anniversary marks, whether it's good or bad. And certainly this was horrible for the people there, the Oklahoma City bombing. What a tragedy. And there were kids in the Murrah Federal Building that were in a daycare at the time. So many killed as a result of that. Just watching the video, just awful. Like I said, seeing the people scurry out of there and trying to save the people. About 600 people were injured in that attack. The deadliest at the time, terrorist attack on U.S. soil, right? So, and that's what was being reported. The deadliest attack, and that was it. And across Oklahoma City today, people observed 168 seconds of silence to honor those that were killed. Oklahoma City, for a lot of you listening to me, because this show, of course, is nationwide, isn't an easy place to get to if you live on the East Coast. What would bring you toward Oklahoma City? I've been there, and I'll tell you, it's a very kind of an awesome memorial that they've set up with the chairs. But it really makes you think, because that the chairs representing the people and the suffering of those families who had kids in that daycare. Now, some of the kids survived, and I happened to catch this today on CNN because they were the big breakers of the story, and a reporter went back and talked to some of the child survivors who are now teenagers as to, what that was like, what the moment was like. Rebecca Denny and Chris Wynn were two survivors, and here's what they said.
Yeah, a lot, I wonder. But I guess I have something important to do.
I'm given like a gift, you might say. And if I don't make something of my life to succeed and like I don't want to make a difference of some kind, then I would have wasted my life. That dishonors those who died, because who knows what they could have done with their lives, but they don't have that chance. Sometimes, yeah. I think about the other parents, all the other daycare children and families who've lost someone. I felt guilty almost that Brandon, Rebecca, PJ, and I, we get to live our lives, we get to fulfill our lives, and the other people, they don't get that opportunity.
Yeah, now, if you remember anything about Timothy McVeigh, prosecutors said that McVeigh's plot was an attempt to avenge the death, or the deaths, really, of about 80 people in the government siege at the Branch Davidian compound in Waco, Texas, 2 years earlier. And that was the reason why. There was a documentary, remember this, the McVeigh tapes and confessions of an American terrorist. They were aired on MSNBC, and the recordings of the interviews with McVeigh pretty much show that he didn't have any remorse for the lives who had been destroyed as a result of it. Now, Janet Napolitano, who is the Homeland Security guru, I won't call her a guru, she's Homeland Security Secretary, and you know I have no love lost for this woman. I think she's cast in the wrong role here. But she marked the event by saying that it was a reminder of the continued need for vigilance against violent ideologies that lead to attacks like this one, so we can recognize their signs in our communities and stand together to defeat them. What do you think about that? Boy, there's a lot you could read into that one. You know, what's happening is, it's like the definition of militia. I've said this before, the Minutemen militia. I think it's incredible what they were trying to do at the border at one point. And militia has become a dirty word in America because recently of some of the arrests and the plan to knock off a cop and then blow up a funeral. And obviously, we know there are nut jobs in the country. We know there are people that are crazy, and come up with whatever their ideology is, or where they take something from a group and they twist it into something ugly, and then that becomes the symbol for it. That's also the danger of it, is lumping everyone into the one group, which is what we're seeing with the whole Tea Party movement. The more I talk to people who have been to the Tea Parties, the more I'm convinced, yeah, there is some nut jobs, sure. Or there's some crazy people that just show up. They may even show up just to kind of disrupt things. But then there's people that are Democrats, Republicans, just there for whatever reason, some with a definite purpose, some curious about what's going on. So there is a danger on the other side of this of labeling people and lumping them in with the group. But I bet you remember where you were when Oklahoma City happened and had some thoughts running through your head as you saw the pictures unfold, whatever it was that you flipped on or newspaper you read or whatever you happened to see. So a big day in Oklahoma City. You had family members who went to the federal building, and there was ribbons and wreaths and all that kind of stuff on chairs that are there to honor the people that are dead. Like I said, it's wild to go and see it in person, to see those chairs and realize that symbolizes somebody. And remember what happened. It was 9:02 in the morning, so it was very, very early in the morning when this happened. 800-259-5791. Just kind of curious if people remember their thoughts about Oklahoma City. Matt, you and I talked about this off the air in the break briefly, but you were in school, and do you remember any kind of conversations that were going on about what it could be or no?
I remember, because I think it was in eighth grade, and I remember word kind of started traveling around the school, and so finally some of the teachers, because we had TVs in every room, and so eventually by the end of the day, I think we were all watching CNN or whatever was on the news at the time, and seeing the images then, but that's about what I remember. It's not as vivid as some other memories I have of big news events, but I definitely remember seeing the images on TV.
Yeah, it was weird. It was, and probably a lot of people were watching CNN because at the time, CNN was like the leader with that. You know, they were on the spot with news more than I think anyone. Even some of the other cable networks at the time, if we go back 15 years. But regardless, I know everybody was pumping it out there. And like I said, there was definitely some confusion. What happened? Was McVeigh alone? Was there something else behind the McVeigh thing? The materials he got, when he was stopped, you know, the whole deal. And to this day, a lot of people see some conspiracies surrounding this and some mystery surrounding what happened in Oklahoma City. But the bottom line is, no matter what, horrible for the people whose lives were destroyed. You have a child, a young child, and that child is in your care, that's your baby, and you take them off and they're in daycare, wow, and they're killed. Of course, there were other people that were killed, too. It was just one of those situations of a minute here, a minute there, and perhaps you made it out of the building or you didn't make it out of the building. All right, coming up, I mentioned that we're going to talk about the district, the suburban school district outside of Philadelphia, where they had this fabulous idea to take pictures on webcams from kids' laptops and thought it was a good way, just in case they can't find their computers, because kids lose things. So this way we would be able to find the missing computers. Yeah, right. Dumbest idea they could have ever thought of. And especially no permission from the parents or the students. What? Now it's all out in the open, and some of it's pretty shocking. Hang through.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
It's a fact. One in five females will be a victim of assault. Join Al Horner, the host of Not Me at WebTalkRadio.net, to get life-saving information and weapons knowledge to take control of your life. Al recommends DIY, selfdefense.com, your online superstore for affordable self-defense weapons designed just for women. Don't be a victim. Get the defense tools you need. Shop DIYselfdefense.com today. That's DIYselfdefense.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For sure. So we started the show, we're talking about Al-Qaeda and two of the bad guys knocked off. One of them cutting off an American's head on video, if you remember, Berg, and what happened there. Moving from that, and thank goodness, some good news to report on that front, right? If you're keeping score, very, very good news. Because these were two guys that were pretty much not too far away from Osama bin Laden. We move from that, and we're talking about Oklahoma City and where you were 15 years ago, and I think it is one of those things that you mark. Oklahoma City bombing, what happened in Waco, I would even say, too. I think some might not say that, because then that's that whole government overstepping, what really happened, the whole thing, and you get lots of different versions. And then 9/11, of course. Who doesn't remember that in 2001? How awful. So now we're jumping to something else completely different. That's the great thing about America tonight. Water cooler buzz, baby. We're all over it. This, I think, is so ridiculously inappropriate. They ought to nail these suckers to the wall and then some. And it's Lower Merion School District, which is in the ritzy area of Philadelphia. They call it where the Blue Bloods live, the main line. So the suburban school secretly captured 56,000 webcam photographs. Now, we've talked about this story before, but did we know it was 56,000 photos? These are screenshots from laptops. They issued them to high school students, and they're trying to pretend, because I think it's BS, that the reason why is kids lose things. You know, they lose their computers. This way they can keep track of where they are. And then if it's missing, be able to find it. The district is trying to say that they remotely activated this tracking software to find 80 missing laptops in the past 2 years. Right. And that none of the pictures were inappropriate or the word the lawyer is using, salacious. No salacious photographs. The amount of images, like I said, is ridiculous and outrageous. Why? The first problem with this is, okay, if you want to put a tracking device on the computer, then you should be able to tell the students that, because what's the difference, and the parents, and have permission granted for that. Hey, we're worried we're issuing the laptops. It's expensive for the school district. We don't have a crazy budget, even though we live in a very wealthy area. So we're telling you this ahead of time. If somebody's going to take a laptop from us, we do have this spyware that we can use, and you agree to it, then no problem, right? They've covered themselves off. Why they wouldn't do that, I do not know. So the problem, I think, is, or not the problem, I think the problem for the school district, but for the parents, the FBI is doing a criminal investigation now as into a possible wiretap violation by the district. I would say, yeah, because that's part of surveillance, webcam surveillance. And now there's actually legislation and a bill that's been introduced that anything with the webcam would be under the federal wiretap statute. Now, that in itself might be a little bit dangerous, but in this case, I full bore ahead. I mean, this is ridiculous. They say at one time, they had 400 times during a 15-day period where you had, they had captured on the screen, you had somebody half-dressed or somebody that was sleeping in bed or, you know, whatever. And, not acceptable for high school students, to do this to high school students, not right. Something's not right with this. The tracking program took images every 15 minutes. So it would take the webcam photo of the user and a screenshot at the same time. The program was sometimes turned on for weeks or months at a time. Well, there wasn't any kind of policy or procedure about activating it. There was none of that. There was nothing about turning off the activations. And, you know, it makes no sense. It makes no sense that they weren't aware of this and that they had these Mac notebook computers, and there was 2,300 students at the two high schools, and they all had them. So you can imagine they have to go through every one of those photographs. What do you think they're going to turn up? Nothing that's going to be explicit? I find that hard to believe. I got to think there's some bad stuff that's going to be on here. Yeah. And I think that there's going to be massive lawsuits as a result. They'll be lucky they keep those two high schools open. And the high school principals, shame on them to not, how are you running a school? And with what happens these days, how are you not thinking of that ahead of time? It seems to me when I know this, I went to Cherry Hill East, and I can remember I went to a pretty big high school. We had almost 4,000 students at the high school. It seemed like we needed to have parents sign off on everything. Even SATs are at this time. Parents have to sign to allow you to take it or whatever. It was like almost over the top how much we had to have things signed. So it seems odd to me that a principal would think, or anyone running the district would think, that this would not be a big deal. It's turned into an incredible nightmare. And it is a great fair or foul, which brings me to our big contest on our next show in the third hour. If you call in the third hour, here's how it works. You get two questions. Matt, are you ready? Because we're going to pretend Matt called in. You ready for the test?
I believe I am ready.
I like the way you said it with such confidence. So if Matt was one of the callers, Matt in Minnesota, he calls up. We're going to ask him two questions, and his choice is fair or foul, kind of like true or false. If he gets one question right, he automatically gets David Faraday's book, The Power of Idiocy. If he gets two questions right, he's entered. He gets the book anyway, but he's also entered in a drawing for the Cobra S2 driver worth $375.
Sounds like an awesome prize.
It is, but you're not eligible.
Well, I just called in.
This is a fake call.
Well, you got to get rid of the guy that answers the phones. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Just awful. Okay, are you ready?
As ready as I'm ever going to be.
The top three Al-Qaeda leaders were killed in Iraq by U.S. forces and Iraqi forces. Fair or foul?
Foul. It was two.
Ding, 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 ding. You paid attention. Oh, my.
Woo! That hometown crowd cheering for me.
I love it. Can't beat that, right? All right, it's been 16 years since the Oklahoma City bombing.
That is foul. 15.
Ding, 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 ding. Correct again.
Oh. So, do you want my address so you can send me the driver, or how is this going to work out?
I'm sorry. That was just too brutal. You did get them right, so Matt would have been...
First time for everything.
Yeah, they were layup questions, but he did pay attention. So he would be entered in the drawing. He would get the book sent to him automatically, so how cool is that? But he may win this driver, too. And there's only going to be a handful of people that will be able to do it because, you know, we're just doing three segments of fair or foul. So you have to get in, and it's the first probably 15, I guess, is where we would get up to maybe 15 is what we'd be able to do. So that's the big super-duper contest, and we hope you all call in the third hour. It's a great prize. I have the club. I am directly going to mail this club to you guys.
Now, just to re-rack this, we're doing this the third hour on...
Tuesday.
All right. So everyone knows that. And do we have the exact time?
Third hour. Second segment in the third hour. That's when we start.
All right. Everyone knows then. They can blow up the phone and I'll answer it. If you talk nice to me, I'll put you in the front of the line.
All right, no cutting. It should be fun. I'm very psyched about this prize, so much so I even posted on AmericaTonight.net.
Fasten your seatbelt. It's going to be a bumpy night.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rules all at the same time?